Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we examine happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, Prime Minister pays tribute to Fidel Castro, urges teachers to spread wholesome values to students, and receives phone call from U.S. Vice President-elect Mike Pence. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned to hear more. Prime Minister Andrew Holness last week joined leaders around the world in paying tribute to former President of Cuba, Fidel Castro, who passed away on November 25. Shortly after Castro's passing, the Prime Minister wrote to President Raul Castro, extending deep sympathies on behalf of the government and people of Jamaica. In the letter, Mr. Holness described Castro as the Caribbean leader who has had the greatest impact on world history, as well as a true revolutionary who was passionate about self-determination. Noting that Jamaica has enjoyed strong bilateral relations with the Spanish-speaking country for more than four decades, particularly in the fields of health and education, Mr. Holness lauded Castro for his revolutionary leadership and guidance of the Cuban state. Mr. Holness also outlined that under Castro's leadership, Cuba has become an enviable model for the world in both health and education systems. Last Tuesday, Mr. Holness led a delegation to the official private mass for foreign dignitaries for the former president. The mass took place at the José Martí Revolution Square in Cuba's capital, Havana. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is lauding the efforts of the Ministry of Education and the National College for Educational Leadership, NCEL, in raising the standard of school administration across the island. He was delivering the keynote address at the 2016-2017 LASCO Teacher and Principal of the Year Awards ceremony last Tuesday. Mr. Holness said the move to make training and certification from NCEL mandatory for all teachers aspiring to become school principals, vice principals, and middle managers is a positive step. The Prime Minister said one of the education sector's long-standing challenges is the appointment of principals who do not have the requisite administrative experience and then attempting to retrofit them with the skills to manage the schools.
Leadership is an action-driven endeavor. This move is a good move that will strengthen the management and leadership of our schools. And so I want to congratulate you, Minister, on that, and the JTA for seeing the wisdom and agreeing in it. It will make our education system much stronger.
The Prime Minister also had words of commendation for Principal of St. Elizabeth Technical High School, Keith Wellington, and teacher at the institution, Kareen Nelson, who copped the 2016-2017 LASCO Principal and Teacher of the Year Awards. The Prime Minister also used the occasion to urge teachers across the island to ensure that wholesome values are being transmitted to students as they deliver their daily lessons. Ensuring that Jamaica's children do not become accustomed to violence and antisocial behavior, the Prime Minister outlined, is a vital component in the fight against criminality. He encouraged schools to implement programs that will ensure students appreciate the values of togetherness, friendship, and empathy.
It is the teachers who will have to draw the line in the sand and defend our moral standards. Because each time someone is murdered in a community or a child is killed, and then children start to become accustomed to this, there is a devaluation in the importance of life.
And Prime Minister Andrew Holness last week received a telephone call from Vice President-elect of the United States of America, Governor Mike Pence. During their conversation, the Prime Minister congratulated Governor Pence on his administration's election to the presidency of the United States and expressed optimism about the future regarding the relationship between Jamaica and the U.S. He confirmed Jamaica's continuing interest in building stronger ties with the U.S. and enhancing current partnerships for the benefit of Jamaica, the Caribbean, and the world. Both pledged to continue their dialogue on areas of mutual interest. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis, with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
Jamaica. The JIS mobile app is now available on Apple devices. Access news and radio content anytime, anywhere on the JIS mobile app. On your Apple device, go to the App Store, search JIS, download our mobile app, and be instantly connected. Also available on Android devices, the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.